తారుణీ మన
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ under age is 15 years, 2 months, sorry, 14 years. 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. That's considered the eternal age of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dr. Kanchana Gaurangi, this means her complexion is like molten gold. Dr. Kanchana means molten gold, Rangi means fair. So it's when you have a golden color melted by heat, it becomes a liquid molten. So it's the yellow metal that it's glowing red because of the heat. So it's the yellow metal that's glowing a red color. So that is the color that is Radharani's effulgence. Her complexion is that color. So she gives off that golden effulgence, a reddish golden effulgence. And because Krishna's complexion is bluish, he also gives off a bluish effulgence. So when they meet, Radha and Krishna meet, first their effulgences meet. So they have this pastime called Jyoti Vilash. But because Radharani's effulgence is yellow, golden, and Krishna's is blue, yellow and blue make green. So then when they have their meeting, the Jyoti Vilash meet, then the whole aurora around them becomes an emerald green color. Blue and the yellow become green, greenish color. So, this effulgence of Srimad Radharani appeared in Gauranga Leela as Gadadhara Das. It was a manifestation of that beautiful effulgence. Some other qualities of Srimad Radharani are read from this book by Manipala Chandradasi, age 10, coloring. So, Radharani's mother is. Anybody else? Kirtita. Devi. Kirtita Devi. And her father is Maharaj Vishwakarma. And her so-called husband, Vimandu. In Bengali, they sometimes say Ghosh, Ian Ghosh. Radharani's wicked mother-in-law. Jatila. And her critical sister-in-law. Kutila. Radharani's brother. Shidam. This is great friend. And Radharani's younger sister. Ananda Manjari. So the clothes she wears a blue dress, like the complexion, color of the cloud, bluish dress, because it's Krishna's complexion. So it's her favorite dress because whenever she sees it, she sees it all the time. She reminds her of Krishna. And Krishna likes to see her in red also. So she wears a red veil. That's Krishna's favorite. And the blue dress is her favorite. Called Megambara, like a cloud. Everything about Radharani is personified. She's her cloth that's personified. Everything has its own personality. And it says among all the beautiful gopis, Srimad Radharani is best. She has, there's hundreds of millions of gopis. And actually they're all expansions of Srimad Radharani. Anandi Chinvaya Shapa Pita 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 Nijarupa Daya Kalabi Koloka Gita Nivasati Akilatma Kuto Govinda Mani Kusham. So Radharani is the principle, the Yavadini Shakti, the very similar to Radharani in age, in color. We call it, which Radharani possesses all the qualities, specifically of these lotus feet, have special qualities. So there's an unlimited variety. Variety is the spice of life. Krishna likes variety. So Radharani, for Krishna's pleasure, she expands into hundreds of millions. Even her own competitors, for Krishna's pleasure, so she expands to Chandra Vali, with her friends, Valita, Shyama, these are right, and he relies on rival parties, but because of this, he creates a. So many different intrigues are there, because there's all different parties, and they're all trying to capture Krishna, waylay Krishna. So there's all these different intrigues, which simply increases the. Pastimes of the Shakti and Bharatiyaras, for which Krishna is famous, and Srimati Radharani is famous. And outside of this appearance of Radha Krishna, which is once in the day of Brahma, you don't get this Bharatiyaras. Well, only once in the day of Brahma for a very small time. The rest of the time it's forgotten. It's like at this particular age we're in now, which is we're in the 28th millennium of Brahma's 50th. Today is his 50th birthday, I think. So this is the first day of his. So it's the 28th millennium, and if Krishna appears on schedule, the incarnations appear. So then that, on that one day of Brahma, on the 28th millennium, here for the original Krishna appears. So that is when Krishna comes into Vrindavan and performs the Parikyaras. So it's very, very famous. And the rest of the day of Brahma, Krishna is coming on schedule in the Dwarf Jugara. Well, it's according to the scheduled time, it's Krishna is coming. He's coming to Vrindavan, Radha is there, his son is there, but they're married. And it's Shvakiras. And it's like Lakshmi Narayan. It's only on that one day, on the 28th millennium, that the original Krishna comes and performs the Parikyaras. So that was. We just passed that. That was the last time Krishna appeared. That was the original Krishna. So now we have a glimpse, and it's a little bit fresh. But even then, it gets lost very quickly. Like, even, I mean, 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here, and he reintroduced worship of Radha and Krishna. But you see, all those old deities previous to that, frankly, you don't see anywhere really. It's only Krishna was being worshipped. You can see how quickly that gets lost, even though the original personality, the original pastime was there. But in the last, how quickly it got lost, and then Krishna was alone after all. So now it's a little bit fresh, otherwise we wouldn't get this information. In a short while it gets lost again, after Kali Yuga gets lost again. When we go back to worshipping the different Vishnu avatars, they become prominent. And this opportunity is not available. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will come when I come. I will come, I will give all the avatars, all the different followers of all the different avatars, a chance to taste Raja Prince. That's the only chance they get that. Otherwise, when the original Krishna comes and Mahaprabhu comes, it's the only chance they get, because even the avatars of Krishna, they can't be special for him. They're not allowed inside special for him. So they can't give it to him. So it's a very rare occurrence when that original Krishna comes. So this was the last time Krishna appeared was that original Krishna. And not only that, this was the fullest manifestation of Krishna's appearance. But even then it didn't look quick. The other days of Brahma, it's not quite as full. It's like the different phases of the moon. It starts from the quarter moon, and then it goes up to half moon, and then it goes on to the full moon, and all the different phases. So it's something that's considered to be the full moon phase. When Brahma is 50 years old. So that is like the full moon. So this is when this is Brahma's 50th birthday. So this means this last time was manifested fully, like the phase of the moon was full on this last appearance. So the next day of Brahma, when Krishna appears to be a little bit less, like the moon will start waning again.
Blessings of Krishna, they want the
And factoring this is what's going on in the spiritual, all these thoughts are personalities, they're all personified, everything is personified there. So all these thoughts, this is what's going on there. Things like dressing, dancing, decorating the body with different minerals. You have to know what the minerals are from to get some mineralogy. It's science. Krishna learned that. The gopis know that. How to make different types of music and how to take water pots, fill them with water, and they can hit them. They make different sounds. How to make sound using your water by playing with it. How to splash water. How to fight. This is such real education. This is how Gurukul should be teaching. Yeah, you see, 1, 2, 3, that's... But that's okay, but all the other intricate knowledge and for education and things, actually this is the education. Because this is what's going on in the spiritual world. It's pastime, it's special, nobody has to work hard there. You don't have to study to learn how to run a computer or something like that. They're all wonderful pastimes. So Radharani knows all these different arts. And all the different focus, they're all specialized in certain things. Certain, Krishna enjoys relating with them, they enhance that particular pastime. So it brings Krishna so much pleasure. She has long, nicely braided hair and decorated with garlands of flowers and beautiful pearl necklaces. So many descriptions of Radharani's bathing ceremony in Govinda Lilamrita. Different commentaries, they give elaborate descriptions of how Radharani bathes and dresses all of her friends around there doing all the different services. How they decorate the braids with hair and flowers and pearls and different tassels on the end, different flower tassels, golden tassels. And so many different types of necklaces, pearl necklaces, gold necklaces, different mixed necklaces, like swans, one necklace, six. Like swans. You see these ornaments sometimes in the material world. It's a swan with like a pot belly, and it's studded with diamonds and gems. Quite a popular gem that some people offer to Radharani. She wears one of those, all different kinds of things. And she showed that she was the gem that Krishna gave her from when he killed the Shankar demon. And you know, they have the tassels on the back, they have the tassels with the little thing to adjust it. So all these necklaces, one after another, and all the tassels on Radharani's back, is one after another, it's like a cascading waterfall or some level, the different tassels down to her back. She has many signs. On her feet. She has some signs like she has a conch shell, a moon, elephant, chariot, flag, the small drum, swastika, fish. Some of the signs on her feet. And she also has symbols on her hands, such as the bumblebee, the lotus, the crescent moon, earrings, parasol, sacrificial purse, conch shell, tree, flower, chamra, Sahasrara and Pampada is our favorite cause. It's Radhika's. And she has a little wet pet one called Pinky. Very chubby little pup. And she and Kakati is an old pet monkey. And Rangini has a pet dog, so she has a dog, female deer. And Charu Chandrika has a pet Chakori bird. And Sundi Kari is the name of Radharani's pet swan, who likes to swim on Radha Kunda. And Madhuri is Radharani's pet elephant. Maybe we should name the next one Madhuri. Sukshmani and Shubha are two pet parrots, a messenger parrot. Krishna has some messenger parrots, so they send the messenger parrots off. They find out each other's moves, where they will be in the war. They also use that messenger carriers, the early system, pigeon birds. You tie the message to the bird's foot and you let it into a pigeon post. So that's coming from Goloka. What you view here, everything is a reflection from the scripture book. So we have pets here later. We should even have pet dogs. Brahmai and Vaigri and tiger, pet dogs. So she's a very expert cook. Every day she cooks for Krishna, because she got a benediction from the Vashamuni. Anything she touched was turned into nectar. So Jasoda says every day she has to come and cook for Krishna, because Krishna, he must have the best. By eating his food, one will become very strong. So you have to come and make Krishna very strong, otherwise you'll get very skinny and weak. Of course, Jatila doesn't like it. They let Radharani out of the house to go to Krishna's house. But she said, Shuma must have told me that you may not listen to the other messages in this village, but so the Devi, you have to take her very seriously. You have to do whatever she says. If you do that, your son will become very famous, you'll become very rich, you'll get so many more cows, and you'll be prosper like anything. So everybody says Purnamasi is the guru for the village, but she said Purnamasi told me that I have to let Radharani go, and my son will become very rich. So anyway, she goes there and Chandramukhi comes to collect Krishna's army, yes, Chandramukhi. And so she comes to bring Radharani to Jasoda's house. And Jatila says, now you don't go anywhere near that Krishna. You don't let him come anywhere near Radharani. And no matter, no matter. She won't even see his shadow. I'll take such good care of him. So she's cooking for Krishna. And in Jasoda's house, he has 50 stoves. And Radharani is going from one stove to another, because all of her friends are grinding spices and cutting sabjis and things. And she's going from one stove to another. Somehow she's helping Rohini. Devi is also cooking. She makes a good street. She's also making. But mostly it's Radharani. She's one stove to another, and then it's cooking up the fire. Bring the ghee and everything, and right around one point to another. So she cooks a big, big feast and Krishna. That's what Gargi song we sing, Shukta Shakai Adivadi Nalita Kushmandi. That's taken from, partially taken from some of the preparations that she puts for Krishna every morning before he goes out with the cows. The soda says he has some big out all day riding the couch, you'll get hungry, so you must eat well. So she cooks all those preparations every day. Prabhupada says she's been cooking for Krishna since time immemorial. All those preparations every day, but she never makes the same preparation twice. It's always a variety for Krishna's pleasure. So she's very, very excited at cooking.
Means Sandini, Sambit, and Aladini, yes.
pleasure potencies there also, that we, everybody knows we have a pleasure seeking tendency, that is the Aladini aspect. So, here it says that, we try to understand Krishna with our samvit function, with the samvit function, our cognizant potency. What else can we approach Krishna with? Brahmasmita. So with our cognizance, we're trying to approach Krishna. There's nothing. Brahmasmita said, if you can't approach Krishna with your cognizance, with your awareness, then how you, what else can you approach him with? So we're approaching with our consciousness, it's our finest aspect. But still, it cannot know Krishna fully. It can know his sat picture. It can know the Brahman realization and Paramatma realization. But to know Krishna, it has to be bhakti. So the living entity also he has aladini shakti. So he's practicing bhakti, but his bhakti is very, very tiny because the jiva is also very tiny. So he doesn't have the potency to reach Krishna. But anyway, by his practice of bhakti, when he satisfies the devotees, he satisfies Guru, he satisfies ultimately Srimad Radharani, then Srimad Radharani recommends him to Krishna. Oh, he's performing such a service. Then Krishna sends his Aladini Shakti. And that joins the Jiva's Aladini Shakti. Then that exchange of love takes place. So it's only, it says, when Krishna bestows his Aladini Shakti on the living entity, then what happens? The living entity becomes so attractive. Then Krishna can explain why the living entity becomes so attractive when he bestows this Aladini Shakti. Because he's rather on his potency. And rather on his Krishna's only attractive to Shakti. So actually this is what is happening with the living entity. What is it's actually rather about Krishna is enjoying nothing. Now Aladini Shakti. When Krishna sends his Aladini Shakti to meet it, then he is attracted. Then he enjoys a relationship with our Aladini Shakti. Pleasures his business. That moment, that's Radharani's potency. So, fact is nothing but Radha, Krishna's enjoying Radha. That's all that's in existence in the whole material universe. So, then it's it emanates from the living entity, it doesn't attract Krishna. We're exhibiting a living shakti, but we're exhibiting to enjoy pleasure from material world, so that's not attracting Krishna. On the contrary, the living entity becomes attracted by the glamour of the material energy. At that time, instead of becoming mad with love of God, that the living entity becomes mad of material sense enjoyment. And because of his association with the qualitative modes of material nature, he is captivated by its interactions and distressful, unhappy feelings. So that's our situation in the material world. It's described in Prabhupada, the verse, I don't remember, here it's in the Bhagavatam. The verse is tapakari, the term tapakari. So this tapakari, it begins haladini, something, something, tapakari. It means the haladini shakti, which gives the pleasure in the spiritual world of Krishna, when it's reflected in the material world, it reverses. So what gives pleasure there becomes known as tapakari here. Instead of being a pleasure given potency, it's reflected here as tapakari. Haladini becomes tapakari and it's a source of miseries. It's exactly the opposite. It's the same potency, haladini shakti, but reflected in the material world upside down, becomes out as the opposite, tapakari, that which gives miseries. So instead of being pleasure, it gives miseries. So this is when we're pleasure seeking. The real pleasure is this Radha Krishna, the exchange of love. But we're misidentifying and we are the pleasure seekers. We want pleasure for myself. And therefore the whole thing is perverted reflection and therefore we simply suffering in this material world. But otherwise the living entity is Srila Prabhupada finishes his Bhagavad Gita as it is right on this point. So generally the author, he will express to summarize his teaching at the end of the conclusion. So you see in the last chapter, last verse, last purport, last sentence, Prabhupada actually finishes off Bhagavad Gita and he's talking about how the living entity is individual, he has his own independence, and now he can misuse his independence or use it properly. He can misuse it by trying to enjoy the material world, or he can use it properly by engaging for Krishna's pleasure. Then Prabhupada finishes this. He says, then he can use it properly for Krishna's satisfaction. He says, then he will gain his eternal, normal position in the haladini shakti, in the pleasure giving focus. Finished Bhagavad Gita. So this is where Prabhupada is trying to take us to this Bhagavad Gita. Put us back in that haladini shakti, that eternal potency that makes the spiritual world, which is bringing Krishna's pleasure. So Radharani and all her friends, they're direct expansions of haladini shakti. They're not jiva tattva, they're shakti tattva. We are the jiva tattva, the tadastha shakti. When we go back to Godhead and we engage in service under that, in the association of all these eternal associates of Srimad Radharani, then actually we become on the same platform. We don't lose our platform, our identity as tadastha shakti. But we join that same pleasure giving potency. We're absorbed in that bringing pleasure to Radha and Krishna. So at that time you become more or less equal, everyone is equal. You're all absorbed in that haladini potency, or governed by that haladini potency. How to bring Krishna pleasure? How to bring Krishna pleasure? So Prabhupada's Gita, he says, this is where you belong. This is why I'm writing Bhagavad Gita to take you here. You sit yourself back in that eternal haladini potency, the pleasure-giving potency, out of this my pleasure potency of the material world. So this is the intention of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. You don't find other Bhagavad Gita like that. We don't hear that. So Radharani and the Gopis, they are showing the highest aspect. says, now whatever affection, we see in the code, whatever affection that the gopis show for their own bodies, most certainly is only for the sake of Krishna. The gopis think, I've offered this body to Krishna, and he is its owner, and it brings him enjoyment. Krishna finds joy in seeing and touching this body. It is for this reason that the gopis cleanse and decorate their bodies. O Arjuna, there is no greater receptacle of deep love for me than the gopis who cleanse and decorate their bodies because they consider them mine. So, this is the position of the gopis. So many descriptions of their beauty and everything, but the reason they decorate themselves is simply to please Krishna. They consider Krishna as the enjoyer of their body, of their existence. And the only reason they decorate themselves is simply for Krishna's pleasure. So it's the exalted state of devotion that they have to Krishna.